Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? Chef Albert Hernandez, also known as the Untamed Chef. Welcome to the show this evening. We have a very amazing guest all the way from South Carolina. We're going to have Chef Hutch. But before we get started, I just want to introduce myself. I've been cooking for over 10 years. I started cooking realistically when I was 15 years old, watching Grandpa cook in the kitchen and wanted to get in there and get curious. And what can I say now? I am a chef who lives his life as a chef every day, who cooks for a living, and there is a difference. Because as a chef, I'm always trying to figure out ways to beat the clock. My wife tells me, pick up the kids from school, make something to eat. I can get it all mapped out. It's going to not only be good for my schedule, but it's also going to make sense. And I like to do that every single day, 365 a year. That's the kind of chef that I am. So a little bit about myself here. I'm a 7-time award-winning chef. I've never been defeated, knocking on wood, knock, knock, knock. And what we're trying to do here is, with this new amazing show, I want to thank Grilling Ideas, first of all, for this wonderful opportunity. But more importantly, I want to thank God, because without you, this is not possible, Lord. So thank you so much for this talent and this ability to do what I do and to share what I love to do with the world. All righty. So what we have in progress right now with the Untamed Chef television show is the show is getting ready. We're picking up sponsors. We're meeting a lot of amazing people, and it's absolutely fantastic. We're trying to grow that every single day. We want the Untamed Chef to be a household name. Now, untamed doesn't mean I have no rules. It means I have, you know, I have passion. I have an ability to do something that I can teach everybody, and they can do the same as well. So this is especially for all you husbands out there. Stop taking your wife out to a nice dinner and make her one from the heart. It's so much more when a man can get in the kitchen, whip something up for his love, and it means that much more coming from your heart. Not only that, but if you follow what I'm teaching you, you're going to make something pretty darn good, and that's the most important thing. We want to have food that has flavor. We want to have food that has sexiness to it. We want to have food that tells the story of our soul and tells the story of how we love to cook, what we love to cook, and why we love to cook. Now, the concept with the Untamed Chef, like I said, we still are looking for sponsors. And it's been fantastic because the most important thing about this whole sponsorship is trying to find these 12 businesses that want to represent something more than just cooking, but they want to represent California. They want to represent their valley. They want to represent more than just food. We want to represent our hearts and why great things come from our valley and how blessed we are to have what we have. And we are in a bit of a water drought, everybody, so remember, follow the water regulations, because it is very important that we try to help the problem instead of make the problem worse than it already is. And let us just keep praying and hope the water comes back sooner than later, because we definitely do need it. Okay, so tomorrow I will be on Central Valley Today with the beautiful Miss Alex Delgado, and we will be doing a show. I'll be doing a demonstration up there talking a little bit more about the sponsorship. So it is going to be a very fantastic opportunity to see who I am in person. If you ever wanted to see who the Untamed Chef really is, you could check out my website, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. You can Facebook me, The Untamed Chef, or if you just want to do it the lazy way, go to Google, type in The Untamed Chef. A million things come up, and I'm definitely in one of them, I promise you. All right, so what I want to do first is bring on our wonderful guest, Chef Hutch, all the way from South Carolina. And Chef Hutch has a very amazing story he wants to tell us tonight. So everybody, without further ado, let us welcome Chef Hutch.
Hey, Chef Albert. How you doing tonight, sir?
I am living large and trying to just make amazing food, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, and, you know, I have to touch base real quick on that story you just told about the husbands making dinner for their wives and, you know, from the heart instead of taking them out someplace. When I moved down here to South Carolina, my fiancée at the time, I was constantly making food for her, And I turned around, and one of the local restaurants here had gotten in touch with me and wanted me to come in and do some work with them. And that very first night I went there to work with them, my wife now, she's sitting on the edge of the bed looking around going, what am I going to do for dinner? So she thought about it for a minute, and she got in the car. She went to the local grocery store. She goes, I'm going to get some Lean Cuisines. I still know how to use the microwave.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because, you know what, we are taught, especially in this world we live in now, that it's okay, you know what, to go and buy a frozen dinner. However, when you freeze something, you know, I laugh with a lot of these healthier meals, you know, and I'm not going to name them. You know who they are. But when you freeze something, you also freeze the good things that make that meal you're eating in the first place healthy. So it exactly. kind of contradicts itself. But please, Chef Hutch, continue. This is interesting.
So, I mean, that was, you know, that. And like I said, you know, I'll give you a little bit of background about me. I currently live in South Carolina, as you said. I'm a chef consultant. I'm a chef here locally in the town of Hartsville. I work for a restaurant called the Black Creek Bistro. And I was born and raised in New England. And I followed my lifelong dream of being a pro wrestler and an MMA fighter to being an MMA champion, traveling the country and the world. And as an active competitor in wrestling and MMA, I finally retired from active competition and went into the culinary industry.
You got the heart for it, that's for sure. If you can take some poundings in the ring, you could definitely pound them out in the kitchen as well. Fantastic.
There you go. I started in New York City working for a high-profile horror author. I was his and his family's private chef. And, you know, I basically got that because of my background in the entertainment industry. He knew who I was, and I knew who he was. And he says, hey, why don't you come aboard? And the unique experience that I had there was the fact that they were a Puerto Rican family. And so I had to learn how to do traditional Puerto Rican dishes. And his wife was a vegetarian, so I had to learn how to do vegetarian dishes. So now my specialties are Puerto Rican and vegetarian cuisine by accident. But you know what? I love it. I love doing the vegetarian dishes, and I love doing the Puerto Rican dishes. As a matter of fact, one of our chefs here at the restaurant that I work at, his mother comes in all the time and asks me to make her dish for her because she knows I'm very good with and specialize in the vegetarian dishes.
Oh, that's amazing. So, that's amazing. And we need to remember, too, Chef Hutch, that our vegetarian, you know, diners, they need to feel like if we're making a steak and lobster for them without actually giving them steak and lobster, they need to, you know, that's the thing. I get so upset about that. You go to some restaurants, and they got a salad on there, and they got this who knows what of a vegetarian dish, and all it really is sautéed vegetables with some cheese on it. And it's like, you know what,
exactly.
We need to show some more love to our vegetarians because, and this goes for all you wonderful chefs out there who are listening tonight, vegetarians have another thing in common with real diners that we don't see a lot, and that is vegetarian diners usually have a lot more money. So if you want to make money and you want to get your restaurant packed up, make a nice, exquisite vegetarian menu for your restaurant. Don't just leave them hanging because vegetarians want to eat just as good, and whatever be religious or personal health, whatever their reason may be, they should feel just as comfortable in your restaurant as anybody else who's there, even if they're just eating tofu. Just do it up. Make it happy. Make it sexy. We're chefs, people. Okay, chef, let's get back to you. What do you have?
And then, you know, I had the opportunity, again, because of my background in the entertainment industry and because of my client, I had the opportunity to cook with a couple of high-profile celebrity chefs. Not really at the liberty to say who they are, but I did have the opportunity to cook with them. And one of them I do stay in touch with quite a bit through Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, that's my background. And, you know, to me, being a chef is no different than any other artist. Our canvas is food. And the freedom of creation is what being a chef means to me. It's being able to create something from nothing.
That's fantastic.
anybody can take ingredients and put them together following a recipe, but it's the ability to take that blank canvas and being able to do something with it unique, something with it that's different, and just putting everything together to make it something that's beautiful, to make it art. That's what being a chef is to me.
And you know what you call that there, Chef? That is called passion. And it's that passion right there that makes me want to be untamed, you know, and not to definitely take away from your story, but untamed, I got that nickname because they said you're untamed. You know, you never want to follow the rules. You always want to do things your own way. And sometimes a great chef, that creativity, it's there. Now, I am not, and I promise you, I am not. To all the culinary schools out there, you guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. And this is not to go and get any young chef or young cook in training, because a chef takes years to become. But a cook in training, you know, we go to culinary school, we could become good cooks. You know, I am not trying to take that away from you and get your students to, you know, be radical and, you know, rebels. But what we're trying to do here is just to say this. We, as this wonderful community of amazing artists, and you said it perfect, Chef, we need to back each other up. We need to support each other, and we need to support our local culinary schools. We need to be willing to help out in the community. You know, I personally like to go and help out at the homeless shelter a couple times a month, and I wish I could do more. I am extremely busy right now, especially with this sponsoring and getting this show funded. But it's very important that we remember that good chefs are a dying breed right now. We really got to back each other up. We got to tell each other, hey, keep doing it from scratch. I promise
Absolutely.
You, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm. It will. It will indeed get better. And it just takes a little time, like anything. You've got to make sure that if you're going to do this, you got to do it because you're passionate about it. Don't get into
Amen.
This industry for the money, because you're not going to make a boatload of money off the get-go. And it's like anything. You've got to have passion for it. You've got to make sure that it's in your heart and that's what you want to do. You know, I got inspired, believe it or not, by being in the Boy Scouts. I'm an Eagle Scout, and I love to go camping, and I first got inspired to cook by going on campouts and cooking for my fellow Scouts. And going on camping trips and earning my cooking merit badge, which happens to be one of the required merit badges to earn your Eagle Scout Award.
How cool is that? Wow.
From being in pro wrestling and MMA, traveling the country, the world, being on the road, you learn pretty quickly that you have to learn about food. Generally, you eat from restaurants and diners, most of what's not exactly healthy for you. And as an athlete, I wanted more. I learned about nutrition. I learned to take the time to make what I could for food and take that on the road with me. Why? Because I was passionate about what I was eating. I was passionate about the food, and I was passionate about making a difference. And, you know, that's what inspires me. That's what inspired me to become a chef, which is exactly why I started doing my blog, which is called The Heat Is On. It was a written blog. And basically, the cooking shows of today, we spoke about this last night, cooking shows of today, they don't have the same value that they did in the beginning when they first started. You could put on a show.
And I totally agree with you, you know, with the Julia and Jackass, you know, they really, and that's, you know, the inspiration, too, for you know, this show that you're doing and the Untamed Chef. I want you to see the show and learn how to cook. I don't want
exactly.
you to, you know, and there's no, I'm not pointing any fingers here. We do like cooking contests. However, if I'm watching a channel that's based on cooking and food, let me see some of that, you know. And
exactly,
more importantly, let me see something where we actually do it from scratch. We don't have to, you know, have pre-opened boxes already of pasta. Let's show
exactly.
me how to make a pasta from scratch. How many restaurants don't even know how to do that? A lot
mm-hmm.
of them. I go to a lot of authentic Italian restaurants, and guess what? There's nothing authentic and Italian about it except the map of Italy that's on the wall, because the pasta is not from scratch. And I am
exactly.
so picky when it comes to my pasta. I love pasta that's made from scratch. You know, my 4-year-old son, he knows the difference between dad's pasta and when we go somewhere else. And it's important that our kids know what good food is, you know. It's like they say, you know, and like I said, we're not pointing fingers, but if you put bad things into your body, bad things are going to come out. So continue, Chef, please.
And, you know, that's the thing. You know, you could put on Food Network and you could learn something. Now, it's all corporate ratings, money, entertainment, scripted. And unless you happen to stumble upon an episode of Good Eats with Alton Brown, you're probably not going to learn a whole lot. So The Heat Is On started out, as I said, as a written blog. And I write about topics that are educational and that have value. No, you may not learn how to cook that steak on the grill, but you know what? What I am writing about and what I am talking about is your favorite food. Where does it come from? It's history. Maybe a specific region, the food that, you know, where the food comes from exactly, you know, how it got its start. For instance, one of the articles that I wrote that will soon be on my YouTube series is basically the regional food of New England. What foods came from New England? Why are they so important to New England? And do they still exist there and why they still exist there? Things like that. And it gives foodies the knowledge that they may or may not have known, and it lets them turn around and make an informed decision on something that they might want to try that's new to their palate. So I'm reformatting from the written blog to the vlog YouTube series called The Heat Is On, and it is a work in progress, but I am slowly gaining progress with it. And, you know, that leads me into some of my other projects, like my cookbook. About a year or so ago, I had about 10 specific recipes that I had used through different demonstrations for different events, different meals for family, et cetera. And everybody was like, oh, can I get that recipe? Oh, can I get this recipe? So finally I said, you know what? And I put those 10 specific recipes into a small little cookbook and put them all together. And I called it, what else? The Heat Is On, because that's my theme. The Heat Is On. And it's called The Heat Is On, 10 Recipes to Season the Palate. And anybody that wants to get a copy of that, it's available exclusively through my publisher, lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. Search for Chef Hutch, and boom, there you have it.
That's amazing right there, Chef. I didn't even know that. So we're always learning something new, especially on the radio here. So this is fantastic. So you've got a cookbook out there for more advanced cooks, right?
It's more advanced. Anybody, it's actually user friendly to anybody that wants to use it. You know, a mother who wants to cook something healthy for her family, she can use that. A chef that wants to take something and say, hey, you know, I want to try this in my restaurant, see how it does, they can use that. It's very versatile, and it's written basically for everyone to use. Speaking of which, got a little contest that I want to put out, not a contest per se, but for the first three people that are listening tonight, if you send me a friend request on Facebook or you follow me on Twitter, now it's got to be the first three, I will send you a free digital copy of my cookbook.
Wow, that's amazing, Chef. So can I unfriend you, then friend you? Does that work?
Yeah, I know that doesn't work.
So you heard it, everybody. You know, send him some friend requests and get a copy of this book, because this chef is doing big things, and that's what we need, especially right now the way things have been with our breed of chef. We really want to support local, and I cannot stress that enough. I know we all have, you know, we like to go and do our weekly things, and hey, I love Starbucks as much as the next person. But remember that to open up a restaurant for somebody who's doing this on their own, we have to be willing to support and give them a chance. I've gone into some restaurants before, and I was not happy. I gone in again just because I'm going to support local kind of chef, because I'm a local chef myself, and it was absolutely fantastic. We all have bad days in the kitchen. Sometimes, you know, those bad days, they can be worse depending on if that's a food critic sitting out there or somebody. But this chef right here, we met on Facebook. We've been talking off and on for about 6 months. He's an unbelievable guy. His passion is growing more and more every day. It's an honor on my debut show here, Chef Hutch, to have you come on and you know, to give us some of your advice. And definitely, like I said, I'm going to friend request him again. I'm going to have to make a new Facebook account just to request this guy because I want a copy of that book. That's for darn sure. And what I can say, everybody, is support, like I said, support our local chefs and support chefs throughout the country who have love and passion because we need that. We need to send a message to our young culinarians that, hey, you are getting into a business that I am willing to die for, and you need to feel the same darn way. Otherwise, it's not going to be the same. And you nailed it perfectly, Chef. You don't get out of this business and you start making a lot of money. But if your love grows for your food, it will grow. My wife was laughing today because she's like, honey, you're always listening to music when you're cooking. She's like, what the heck are you listening to? I was like, you know what, honey, you're going to laugh at me. But when I'm trying to be loving to my food, I listen to love-making music. So, you know, no love, but I'm telling you, honey, this is a very, very serious thing that I'm doing here. So I want to make sure that I'm listening to some music that's going to help me to love what I'm doing more. And it is kind of cheesy, but you know what? I haven't had any complaints yet, and that's what we're trying to go for. So
there you go.
I couldn't be more thrilled. So, Chef, if we want to get a hold of you and everything, I mean, we're going to put it on the website, but can you go ahead and let everybody know that again here?
Absolutely. If you want to send me a friend request and get your free digital copy, again, you got to be one of the first three, and I'm going to go by the timestamp that they came in, and I will be checking Facebook and Twitter both. It's facebook.com/TheRealChefHutch, and it's twitter.com/RealChefHutch. If you want to follow me and my work in progress on my YouTube series, The Heat Is On, that can be seen at The Heat Is On. chefhutch.com. Anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, or just want to say, hey, I heard the show, feel free to contact me at realchefhutch@gmail.com. Again, that's realchefhutch@gmail.com. And remember, guys,
that's absolutely
my kitchen
amazing, Chef.
Happy eating.
Like I said, I really appreciate you coming on, you know, and right now it's 6:22 here in California, and it's 9:22 over there in South Carolina. So we appreciate you, you know, staying up a little bit to help get our love for food a little bit higher in the sky, but more importantly, to make our hearts beat for chefs and real culinary talent that's out here. And, Chef, I know you have a YouTube series that you're working on, right? Is that true?
Yes, it's The Heat Is On. That's the one I was just talking about, yes.
Okay, fantastic. All righty. Sorry about that. So we do have it. The heat is on, everybody. And who better to say the heat is on than somebody who used to be a professional, you know, MMA fighter and a wrestler, you know. I absolutely applaud what you're doing, sir. It's absolutely fantastic. And, Chef, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight and sharing some knowledge with us. And I could just hear your passion, Chef. I so look forward to cooking with you and us being able to get together, you know what, and help make part of that show, you know, when it happens, you know. And, Chef, thank you so much for coming on, and you have yourself a fantastic evening.
You, too. Have a great evening, and it's been an honor to be the first guest on your first show. And, hey, you know what, let's hook it up again sometime. Gladly come back on again sometime, even if it's just to sit in as a co-host and, you know, to interview somebody else. Just let me
That's
know.
Fantastic, Chef. That is fantastic. And what I would like to say to everybody is, yeah, absolutely, Chef. We're going to bring you on in a couple months, you know, and I want to hear where the progress is going. We talk on Facebook almost every day, so I'll know kind of where to start. But I want to wish you the best, and you and your business they're in our prayers, and you know, let us more importantly just continue to grow to love our fellow chef, because like I said, we're a breed that needs to know that we're still loved. Otherwise, the passion for what we cook is going to be gone. You have yourself
Absolutely.
A fantastic night, Chef, and we will talk tomorrow, you and I.
You do the same, and have a great night.
All right. All right, everybody, so I thought I'd let you know I will be cooking Saturday, August 23rd at the Downtown Club. I will be doing a demonstration for Clear the Clutter, Know How to Improve Your Health, Your Wealth, and Everything Else, featuring yours truly, the Untamed Chef, Albert Hernandez, $25 a person. We have packages, $100 for groups of five at the Downtown Club, 2120 Kern Street in Fresno, California. And like I said, I will be on television tomorrow, Central Valley Talk with Alex Delgado, We're going to be doing a cooking demonstration, talking a little bit more about the Untamed Chef. You can send me friend request on Facebook, www.facebook.com/AJKUFUNTAMEDCHEF.com I don't know what happened, but that's the way you can get a hold of me. Or it's easier just to go to Facebook, type in the Untamed Chef or Albert J. Hernandez. I pop right up. It's absolutely fantastic. I want to give a special thanks to our wonderful guest, Chef Hutch, all the way from South Carolina. That's absolutely fantastic. And he is a perfect example of what we are looking for as a breed of chef. We still want to know there are chefs out there that are doing amazing, amazing things. And I want to give a special shout-out to all the amazing chefs and talent at the Blind Cafe in San Francisco, California. I am so sorry I could not join you. I promise I will be at the next one. I would love to do that absolutely sooner than later. So the next one, I will be there. It'll be my food, and we'll be eating in the dark. It's going to be fantastic. And like I said, what we're trying to do with these sponsors, the sponsorship package is absolutely amazing. My show got picked up by two networks, one being PBS and the other one being a new food network called Foodie TV. We're going to launch in October. What's going to happen with the show? We're estimated to hit 105 million people a week. So we are not talking just small potatoes here. We're talking major advertising. And if you have products you want to distribute all over the country, this is an opportunity, because I still have some openings for this amazing opportunity as being a sponsor to help make history. As you can tell just by the way I am with my voice, it's even different up close and in person. I absolutely love what I do for a living. As a chef, as a husband, as a father, I am the most blessed man that I know, and I love to just share my talent with everybody that I can. I hope to see you guys all out at the wonderful event Clear the Clutter in Fresno, California. And I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you to Brilliant Ideas. Thank you to the lovely Carolyn for this awesome opportunity. I look forward to doing this again. Thank you so much. Bye now.
When you thought radio was safe. A new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.